الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال وهو الذي جعلكم خلائف الأرض ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم إن ربك سريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, most of us are aware that this weekend is regarded as the weekend of Thanksgiving. And this supposedly is a time in which we are supposed to be, or the American public, they regard it as a time in which we express gratitude for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So it's ironic that on the very next day after Thanksgiving, we have what's called Black Friday today, which is the time in which people are rushing to get the things that they want but they don't need. Again, in stark contrast to the day before, in which Thanksgiving is given for the blessings that God has given us, and then the next day, the exact opposite is displayed in being ungrateful for what we have and trying to achieve and get what we don't need. So this is basically something that as Muslims we need to think about, that what is gratitude and what should we be doing when it comes to being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the things that we should be focusing on? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran in no uncertain terms, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, then most certainly I will increase for you. So gratitude is essential for the blessings that Allah has given us. And gratitude is not just to express vocally that, oh Allah, I'm grateful, but our actions are supposed to show that our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is resulting in His obedience and staying away from His disobedience. That is true gratitude. Okay, the example of that would be that if you know we have a parent, for example, a father who gives his son again and again and again, and the father says to the son that, why are you so ungrateful? So vocally and verbally he expresses thanks for all that the father does, but he continues to be disobedient to the father. Would you say that that person, the son, is grateful or ungrateful? We would say that that person is certainly ungrateful to his father. So the same applies to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That when we are grateful, that gratitude has to be expressed by our obedience to Him and by staying away from His disobedience. So Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful in this way, then most certainly I will increase for you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And indeed, if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is very severe. So this is something that we need to consider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have much time, so I'm going to skip the verses of the Quran and just focus on a very beautiful hadith that really should put everything in context in terms of the blessings that Allah has given us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbi mu'afan fi jasadi 'indahu qutu yawmi fakanna hizat lahu dunya bihadhafiriha." Whoever wakes up in the morning and he has three blessings. Think of these three blessings and think of how Allah has blessed us with those three blessings and how we take these blessings for granted. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbi." Whoever wakes up in the morning and he is at peace in his family. The word sirb refers to like a flock of deer, flock of sheep, etc. Animals that stick together in a group, that in Arabic is known as sirb. And also some scholars say that this word is not sirb, but it is sarab. Sarab means house. So either way, the meaning fits, that if a person, he is at peace and at security amongst his family or in his house. Okay, so think of this for a minute, that throughout the world, there are so many places, especially nowadays in Muslim countries, where a person is not secure. He doesn't feel peace in his house. A bomb, bullets, shrapnel, anything can happen in his house, and he could be killed in his own house at any given time. There are situations in the world that are like that now. So, the fact that we are sleeping comfortably at night, the fact that we don't have these things to worry about, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so much peace and ease in our houses, this is something that we really must be grateful for. We have so many ways of security in our localities nowadays. All the instrumentation like alarms, burglar alarms, motion sensors that protect us from any unwanted intruders in our house. So the fact that we are at peace in our houses, this is a huge blessing and we should be grateful for it. The next blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, mu'afan fi jasadi. He has health in his body. He is free from illnesses. He is free from sickness. This is a huge blessing. There is a brother in our community in his late 20s, unmarried. He confided in me the other day. He had a long chat with me. He poured out his heart in my office and he told me that he has been diagnosed with colon cancer. The fact, and he has actually requested a dua for the Jummah congregation, that you pray for him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a speedy recovery, and the steps that he is taking in terms of treatment, they are successful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with a long and healthy life. The fact is that he said that since he was afflicted with this illness, his whole outlook on life has changed. What is important, what is less important, from the materialistic perspective, the things that we always focus on, and yet they are really unnecessary. They are wants rather than needs. So he poured his heart out to me and he told me that he is in so much peace thinking about what is lying ahead for him. He's not afraid, he's not worried. But in any case, mu'afan fi jasadi, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us health and we're not afflicted with any type of illness, this is the second blessing. So first was security in one's house. The fact that a person is at ease, he has no fear of being attacked or anything. Secondly, the fact that a person, he has a healthy body, And the third thing, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِ, he has the sustenance for that one day. The sustenance for one day. If he has all these three blessings, what does the Prophet ﷺ say? Just think about that last thing for a minute. That how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in terms of food. Our refrigerators are full of food. Our pantries are full of food. Okay, if we were to eat for a year, probably the food in our houses would not finish. But the reality is that we continue to buy and accumulate and hoard. The Prophet ﷺ said, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِ. If a person has the قُوت, the sustenance for just one day, then this is all of these three blessings combined. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. It's as if the dunya and all of its benefits have been combined for him. He has the whole blessings of the whole world that have been given to him. Just imagine. Do we have these three blessings or not? Do we have safety and security? Most of us would say yes. Do we have a healthy body? Most of us would say yes, alhamdulillah. And if not, we have good treatment in this country to provide for the sicknesses that we do have. The third thing, do we have the sustenance and food for just one day? I think everyone would say yes, we do have. So then, why should we not be grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? I'd like to also mention another hadith which talks about how the Prophet ﷺ had to deal, and the Sahaba had to deal with providing for the basic necessities for themselves. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet ﷺ once left his house in the night time or the daytime, and he ran across Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are both sitting in the street. So he said to them, مَا أَخْرَجَكُمَا مِن بُيُوتِكُمَا هَذِهِ السَّاعَةِ. What made you leave your houses at this time of the night? What did they say? Al-ju' ya Rasulullah. Hunger, O Prophet of Allah, has made us leave our houses. We don't have anything to eat. So we came out of our houses with the hope that somebody might invite us. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? He said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ أَلَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُمَا أَخْرَجَنِي. The thing that made you leave your houses also made me leave my house. I'm also hungry. قُمَا, get up. And he took them to a house of one of the Ansar. That person was not at home, so the wife received them, made them comfortable, and they were told that the person, the head of the household, he's gone to fetch some water for the house. And suddenly he turned up, and he was very happy to see the Prophet ﷺ and his two companions. And he said that the most honored person today is me because of these honored guests. And he brought a branch of dates which had different types of dates on them in terms of ripeness. Some were ripe, some were semi-ripe, some were not ripe at all. Many people have different tastes when it comes to these dates. Some people like the crunchy texture of the dates that are not yet ripe. Some people like the ripe, soft dates, and some like them semi-soft. So the host, he put all three types on one branch so that people could enjoy, the people could enjoy according to their tastes. Then he picked up a knife to slaughter a sheep. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَلُوبُ. Don't slaughter a sheep which gives milk. So he went, slaughtered a sheep, put the meat in front of them, it was cooked, and after they had eaten to their fill and they were satiated, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to them, what did he say? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, I swear by Allah, you will most certainly be questioned for these blessings on the Day of Judgment. If you can imagine, put everything in perspective now, that they don't have anything to eat at home. They are forced to eat at somebody else's house. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them from those blessings, and made them full, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will be questioned about these blessings on the Day of Judgment. So where do we stand in terms of being questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? We should think about this very, very carefully. And I'll just finish off with another similar hadith. It's narrated from that one of the Sahaba said the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came out to them, and وَعَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ غُسْلٌ وَهُوَ طَيِّبُ النَّفْسِ. It seemed that he had just taken a shower and he was looking very cheerful. So the Sahaba said to him, Ya Rasulullah, نَرَاكَ أَصْبَحْتَ طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ. Ya Rasulullah, we see you that you have come and you seem to be very cheerful. He said, أَجَلْ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Yes, absolutely. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a sentence. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الْغِنَى فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا بَأْسَ بِالْغِنَى لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. There is no harm for a person to be rich as long as he has taqwa. Why is that? When a person has taqwa, then he watches what he earns. He only earns from halal. And he spends on halal. He doesn't do any dhulm upon somebody to attain somebody's wealth illegally. Okay, so as long as a person has taqwa, that coupled with being rich, there's nothing wrong with it. But then the Prophet ﷺ said something which is even more important than being rich. وَصِحَّةُ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْغِنَى. A person who has siha and health of the body, it is better than ghina for that person who has taqwa. Again, a person can have all the riches of the world. He can be the most wealthiest person in the world. But if he doesn't have health, then he will be willing to give up every single possession of his life to have a healthy life, to get rid of illnesses that he has. And then the last thing, وَطَيِّبُ النَّفْسِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ. Internal happiness is a true blessing. Meaning that ghina, richness and everything, it's on one side, but happiness inside, satisfaction, peace, it is one of the huge blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see many people, you know, who are from the celebrities, famous, have lots of money, lots of fans. But those same people, we hear almost every month that they've gone and committed suicide or died of a drug overdose. Why is that? Because they try to, and we do the same thing, we try to achieve happiness by materialism. The reality is that materialism is an external thing. Happiness is an internal, spiritual thing. External things cannot resolve internal problems, spiritual problems. The only way to get happiness is to focus on our spirituality, to focus on our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to focus on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build our taqwa, to build our tawakkul, and then we will get that happiness and peace that we are that we are running after, that we are trying to achieve. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub." Be aware that only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the hearts find ease. And dhikr is not just to make a tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, although this is part of it. Dhikr means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day, fulfilling His commands and obeying Him when we are supposed to obey Him, staying away from His disobedience. All of these things are the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when a person does that, then he will get the itminan al qalb. He will get the happiness of the heart. So this is what we should be focusing on rather than materialism, and that is what truly will make us happy. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what is being said and heard. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام. وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا، اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار، آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله